For 12 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
And we're privileged and happy to have you.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
And a great big good morning, Arizona. Hour two of Rosie on the House. Welcome to our house. We're all here for you. We are Arizona homeowners' favorite resource for any information having to do with your house, home, castle, or cabin, from the foundation bottoms to the very tops of the rooftops and the fireplace caps, and anything in between. If you've got a project, a repair, a maintenance item, or a question about home improvement or home remodeling, we are Arizona's favorite place to go. We show up every Saturday morning, so you're given an opportunity to call us free, 1-888-767-4348, and talk to us and ask us about what you're trying to get done around the house. And we will put our 45-plus years of residential building and remodeling right here in Arizona to work for you. We'll give you tips and tricks to get the job done. We'll give you tool recommendations and product recommendations. And if you're halfway through a project you've started yourself and your spouse is insisting you get it finished now, finish it, we can give you local area service providers that you can hire. Our referral directory on our website, RosieOnTheHouse.com, just happens to be the number one trusted contractor and service provider referral webpage in the state. We're very humbled to have been the first referral network to have ever started almost 30 years ago. So come on in and join the conversation at 1-888-767-4348. One of the things we do in our mission to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend is we have this website that's like an encyclopedia for Arizona homeowners. And we also have a newsletter that we send out to about 20,000 people every week. You can get it by requesting it. We will not spam you on that. No one gets it that hasn't asked for it. You can ask for it by going to RosieOnTheHouse.com. That weekly newsletter comes to you every Thursday, and it kind of fills you in on what we're going to talk about that next Saturday on the show. So it may prompt you to say, oh, that's something I'm very interested in. Or today's broadcast on how to be a good neighbor, you might could even drop a hint to your neighbor. Hey, you should listen to Rosie on the House this week. And we will do a neighborhood niceness education. How to be neighborly polite to everyone on your street. That's kind of what we're covering in the month of January here. And we talked today about, you know, what contractors and service providers can do to improve your popularity in the neighborhood. You know, at what point do you reach out for help to kind of assess your current neighborhood popularity rating?
How do you think we rate?
Well, my neighbors say we're good neighbors.
I think we're all right. You know, when we first moved into our home, it's an older neighborhood, and the rules and regulations weren't, you know, it's kind of like the Wild West when we moved in. The street out front was very small and not a lot of people. We were kind of the north end of Scottsdale at that time, and we didn't know what the rules were. So I remember there's a big easement, horseback riding easement behind our home, and I kept thinking, man, why didn't the city come take care of those weeds back there? When are they going to come? Well, pretty soon. We got to knock at the door. Hey, that's your job. This, you know, the easement behind your home. Oh, I didn't know that. So sometimes, you know, give your neighbors the benefit of the doubt. Maybe they didn't know. And, you know, make sure you know what your rules are in your neighborhood.
We deliberately moved into a neighborhood that did not have any HOA, so we were kind of on our own. So the city helped educate us. And we're going to talk a little bit later in this hour about what do you do with an uncooperative neighbor? How do you deal with a neighbor that isn't complying with neighborhood rules and acceptable protocol? We'll be covering that in the next half hour. But right now, we wanted to talk about just things you might think about to provide yourself with a better approach to your neighbors. And one of the things we talk about in the Outdoor Living Hour regularly is there's one particular plant in Arizona that probably creates more anxiety between neighbors than any other plant. And it's only when you decide to try and get rid of it or kill it that it creates a problem. And we're talking about the sisu tree. And the sisu tree is a nice landscape, fast-growing tree. But at the point you decide to eliminate it from your yard by cutting it down, the root system is still very vigorous. And it's a huge root system that's probably grown into, has a very good chance of having grown into, your neighbor's yard. And with the trunk cut and removed, the roots go into emergency survival mode, and they start sprouting surface sprouts every place by the thousands. And that sisu tree, you need to know, if you're ever going to try and eliminate it, to be a good neighbor is going to involve a bit of work for you at your neighbor's property. I would even notify my neighbor if I were getting rid of a sisu tree and say, look, you may see 1,000 sprouts of this tree pop up. Just let me know. We've got a way to deal with it. So the sisu tree in our Outdoor Living Hour is probably the one plant that has created the most homeowner anxiety. And in fact, there is something in Arizona called tree law that we all have to abide by. We do have a call from Kim. Let's see if we can take Kim. The number, the lines are open. 1-888-767-4348. Good morning, Kim. What are you trying to deal with?
Hi, good morning. Yes. Well, I live in Casa Grande, and we have a Santa Fe-style home. And we have decorative, I don't even know what you call them, posts or piling that come out, you know, from the roof. And they look really nice, but one of them has split, and it looks like it's about to break off. And I don't even know who I should call to come out and try to fix that one and maybe look at the others and see how we might be able to treat them so that they don't start splitting off as well.
Kim in Casa Grande, territorial home, those wood posts, horizontal posts, or what we call wood vigas. Okay. And they are especially susceptible to rot. How old is your home?
It was built in 2007.
Okay. There are several options you have for that. One of the options is going to be Saw Design down in Pima County, who does travel the state and has a very interesting approach to solving it.
Yeah, they take fiberglass molds, and it looks exactly like real wood, and they slip it over the top, and it's a much more durable product to the sun than just straight wood. And it would be the most long-term, maintenance-free solution. Their number is 248-0662, Saw Design. And you can go to their website, look at a few examples. I mean, you really can't tell. It's not wood, and
it's maintenance. It
I creates, can't imagine doing anything else.
It creates a maintenance-free environment for those vigas. It stops the wood penetration, stops the ultraviolet onto the wood, and encases the wood. That's probably the most permanent solution. Now, Kim, I can tell you, if you want to save the authentic wood look, what we do is we go in with a diamond blade saw, and we cut a hole in the stucco about a foot outside the edge of the viga. And then we put a copper flashing on the top of the viga. If the wood has to be reconstructed, there's a product called Abatron that's very easy to use but can be hard to find. You can order it off the internet. Abatron wood restoration comes in three parts. There's a liquid that's a very, very thin viscosity that you pour over the rotten wood. It actually turns that wood into rock hardwood. And then you have a two-part epoxy that you then pile into all the holes of the rotten viga. Once that's done, you faux paint it to make it look like a viga again, install the copper flashing, stucco repair, and that's about five times as much work as just calling Saw Design and allowing him to just slip a fiberglass mold right over the top of it. There's three great ideas on how you might want to get that done. Calling from beautiful Casa Grande, Arizona, Pinal County.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. If you'd like to join the conversation, text questions can be sent to 411-923, or you can email us if you'd like to send a picture to info@rosieonthehouse.com.